Good evening and welcome to this service in the style of Tezay. It's a service of prayer and healing in the contemplative tradition. Because of what has been going on in our world, I've been wrestling this week with how I could maintain the contemplative nature of Tezay and not ignore the world. And I struggled, as is often the case in wrestling, being pulled one way and then the other, had some very deep conversations with staff and friends. And then along about Friday, the Spirit said, but this is my job. And I realized that what we do at Tezay is what we needed to do today. And that is simply make it possible for all of us to go deeply into our own hearts, where the Spirit can teach us. Sometimes it comforts us if we are afflicted, and sometimes it afflicts us if we're too comfortable. And if we do get convicted, as the old preachers used to say, there's always forgiveness. And the Spirit doesn't stop there. It goes one step forward and it gives us power to change. So this order will be a little bit different. We are going to use the chant and the words and the silence to help our hearts open. But we're going to spend a little bit longer time with words, words spoken and written by both black and white about the very thing that is troubling us today. So your program with the music is available to you. We hope you will sing with us, pray with us, open your hearts, and let the Spirit do its work.
Thank you. Caged Bird by Maya Angelou. A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wing in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky.
But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom.
The free bird thinks of another breeze and the trade wind soft through the sighing trees and the fat worms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own.
But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom.
Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee. He began to teach in the synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Luke 4:14-19. It cannot be denied that too often the weight of the Christian movement has been on the side of the strong and the powerful and against the weak and oppressed, this despite the gospel. Howard Thurman.
Individual freedom, even as we remain inside of structural boxes and a system of consumption that we are then unable or unwilling to critique. Our mortgages, luxuries, and privileged lifestyles control our whole future. Whoever is paying our bills and giving us security and status determines what we can and cannot say or even think. Self-serving institutions that give us our security, status, or identity are considered too big to fail and are invariably beyond judgment from the vast majority of people. Evil can hide in systems much more readily than in individuals. Richard Rohr.
Did I work hard for my success? Yes, but not unusually hard. Not nearly as hard as many of my brown and black neighbors who hold down multiple jobs just to pay rent. Were my siblings and I of above average intelligence? I suppose so, but so are many people who struggle to find opportunity in America. So what made the difference? We were white. And there it is. So when I see people of color protesting injustice or living in poverty in wrecked communities, people in Ferguson, Missouri, or Minneapolis, or Chicago, or Flint, Michigan, and I feel the urge to say, well, if you just worked harder, you could do what I did. That is a lie. We built a system to favor ourselves, and it worked amazingly well. Every generation of my family has benefited from the color of our skin. Every generation. It didn't stop with the Emancipation Proclamation. It didn't stop with Brown versus Board of Education. And it still hasn't stopped today. So I will strive to tell my story honestly, especially to myself. And I would ask you to do so also. It's not much, but it's a start. A Reflection on White Privilege by Phil Vischer, a white filmmaker and creator of VeggieTales.
Fear is one of the persistent hounds of hell that dog the footsteps of the poor, the dispossessed, the disinherited. The ever-present fear that besets the vast poor, the economically and socially insecure, is a fear of still a different breed from that which stalks all human beings. It is a climate closing in. It is like the fog in San Francisco or in London. It is nowhere in particular, yet everywhere. It is a mood which one carries around within oneself, distilled from the acrid conflict with which his days are surrounded. It has its roots deep in the heart of the relations between the weak and the strong, between the controllers of environment and those who are controlled by it. Howard Thurman.
Words from a black mother. I think of my kid standing 6'2", a math nerd who got an engineering degree while maintaining a full scholarship. While he was working as an intern in an engineering company in Washington State, a white man chased my baby boy through town. The man screamed at him, "You don't belong here." My kid ran into an Italian restaurant for safety. He told me this story a few weeks later when I visited him. I swear, my heart skipped a beat. I tried to be calm. He asked me what he should have done. "Should I have tried to defend myself?" he asked. "No," I told him. "You did the right thing by seeking refuge in a restaurant, because had you hit him, the cops would have been called and would have targeted you." Denine L. Brown, staff writer for the Washington Post.
people fail to get along because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because they have not communicated with each other. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. World peace through nonviolent means is neither absurd nor unattainable. All other methods have failed. Thus, we must begin anew, and nonviolence is a good starting point. Those of us who believe in this method can be voices of reason, sanity, and understanding amid the voices of violence, hatred, and emotion. We can very well set a mood of peace out of which a system of peace can be built. By opening our lives to God in Christ, we become new creatures. This experience, which Jesus spoke of as the new birth, is essential if we are to be transformed non-conformists. Only through an inner spiritual transformation do we gain the strength to fight vigorously the evils of the world in a humble and loving spirit. Select readings from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
And as a blessing, hear these words from an adaptation from William Sloan Coffin, 20th century American minister, peace activist. May the Holy One bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God give you the grace never to sell yourself short, grace to risk something big for something good, grace to remember that the world is now too small for anything but truth and too dangerous for anything but love. So may God take your minds and think through them. God take your lips and speak through them. God take your hearts and set them on fire.